ABC Radio Australia.
There are new warnings that thousands of World War II shipwrecks in the Pacific containing millions of litres of oil still will pose a potential environmental disaster. New research has identified that around 50 that they say need urgent action in places like Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea and Marshall Islands. Those involved in the new in a new program say it's a race against time to prevent such a disaster. Scuba divers are drawn to the Pacific, wanting to see for themselves the graveyard of ships, aircraft and tanks, the telltale signs of the fierce battles of World War II that played out here. It was during his own family diving holiday to Micronesia that Australian man Paul Adams discovered there was more to these wrecks.
Basically, four of the 10 ships that we dived on were leaking oil. That started us on a long trail of research and trying to find out what it was about and who was doing something about it.
Last year, he and his wife, Wilma, bought an old New Zealand warship, renamed it MV Ocean Recovery, and made it their mission to prevent a major oil spill.
It's quite a serious problem. There is huge volumes of oil still in World War II shipwrecks. And pretty much the status quo is, let's wait and see what happens. When we talked to the local villagers up there, they were almost in a depression about what's going to happen when these things break. And it really put a tear in our eyes. It was so close to their thinking that they were sleeping every night with the thought that they may wake up in the morning and their life would be over in that area. The beach would be black, the coral would be gone, they can't go fishing anymore.
It's estimated more than 3,000 ships sank during the war in waters across Asia and the Pacific. Studies have shown they're now coming to the end of their lifespans with their metal walls corroding. Paul Adams and his team at the Major Projects Foundation have spent the past year assessing the wrecks and have narrowed the number down to 55 that they say need urgent attention. They're in waters of countries like Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and Palau.
They're what we call our Category 1 wrecks. They got on that list mainly because they're near pristine reef or local villages or fish breeding grounds, mangrove areas, things that if they do go pop, that they're actually going to drastically affect the local communities and corals. There are still a huge number which do have oil, etc. in them, but if they're in deeper waters and the likes, then they're not as urgent.
They're now partnering with the University of Newcastle and the Pacific's leading environmental group, SPREP, to bring scientists, engineers and historians together for a remediation program. Fijian Awai Banivalu is a PhD student at the university and on the team, piloting a process known as bioremediation that could be one of the technologies used to remove the oil.
What we're really trying to do is to look for bacteria, certain bug, that will be able to convert or to eat up this oil and convert them into something that's less toxic to the environment or more environmental friendly. It's not a new concept. It's been there for ages. But with regards to the World War II wrecks, yes, this is the first time.
And for Awai, she says, as a Pacific Islander, it's personal.
The Pacific Ocean is our identity, and everything to do in the Pacific, that should concern everybody. It's a source of livelihood.
It'll still be around 18 months before Awai and others are able to put their research into action. Paul Adams warns that it could be longer if they aren't able to secure more funding, but he cautions that could have costly ramifications.
Some of these tankers and that out there, we're talking about millions of litres. The cleanup costs will be enormous. It might be $4 or $5 million now to take the oil out. It'll be 50, 60, 70 if we don't. Not to mention the environmental damage, which is irreparable. It's something that needs to be done quite urgently. And we are running out of time. There's no question about that.